Good morning, everyone. Hopefully, can we have the first one up, Lizzie? When you're ready. Now then, here's a hard question to start off with. I always like starting with a hard question. What we're celebrating today, you may not have picked this up. You know, think hard. Here's a toughie. What we're celebrating today, does anyone know? Harvest. Yeah, we're celebrating. Isn't it great? Carol's always said it, harvest, great, but it is great, isn't it? When you think of all the things we have provided for us, now then, what do you think's growing in that field? Who can have a guess? What do you think's growing in there? Have a good look. Ooh, no. Wheat. Was that what you were going to say, George? Yeah, that's the answer to the second question. Who can tell me what's at the top of the picture? Do you love it when people join in? It's wheat's growing in the field, isn't it? It's a massive field, a big combine harvest at the top, and it's harvested all the wheat. Now then, who can ever think, what could you make from that wheat? Have a think. I had something for my breakfast this morning made from, not that wheat, well, it may have been, I don't know, but it was made from some wheat. Yeah? Do you know? Weetabix. Who likes Weetabix? Oh, there's a few Weetabix fans. Cornflakes. Cornflakes from the corn, couldn't you? Yeah, excellent. Cornflakes as well. Bread, you could make bread from the wheat. And how about another cereal, shredded wheats, yes. Who can eat three shredded wheats, as they used to say years ago. You can make lots and lots of things from there. But you know, in the Bible, it talks about harvest time. And you know, when you think about harvest, you think about, look how much that farmer's got. And he got lots of wheat. When, in the Bible, when it talks about harvesting, it said to the farmers, if you've got a big field like this, just don't harvest round the side of the field. Leave some at the side of the field. So if anyone's not got any food or any wheat themselves, they could go and they could pick it. They could, what they call, gleam it. They could harvest it at the side of the field. So the poor people who were a bit poorer could have some food. And if they dropped any, because did they have combine harvesters when Jesus was around, do you think? Did they? They had to do it all by hand. That would take them a long time, that farm, wouldn't it, if you had to do all the field by hand. They did it by hand. If they dropped some, they left it. So if people were poor or people were visiting from another country and didn't have food, they could pick up the food and they could share it. Now then, who provides us with the food, do you think? Who makes the food? Who do you think? God, very well done. God provides us, and Lizzie's going to put up the next slide now. And God has there's names for God in the Bible, and one of them is Jehovah Jireh, God who provides. And in Genesis it says, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. So God provides us with our food. He provides us with our food. And sometimes if we're in need, we can ask God, will you help us? Will you provide us for our food? But when he gives us our food, we should always say, thank you for the food, shouldn't we? So do you ever, at the start of a meal, do you ever say grace? When we thank God for the food at the start of a meal. So we can thank him. Now then, you can turn it off for a second. I'm just going to tell a story. There's one good thing about microphones that you hold in your hand. Make it really awkward to open your Bible. So in a second, I'll just flick through. And Jesus one day told a story, but I just want to read a couple of verses from the Bible just before he tells a parable. And I'm going to tell you the parable. It reads like this. Someone in the crowd said to him, teacher, my brother... tell my brother to divide what he has, his inheritance he called it, but what he has with me. Tell me, brother, he's got to give me some of what he's got. Have you ever heard that when your kids have got sweets or when you got sweets? Man, will you tell me, brother, he's got to give me some of his sweets? Jesus said, share his inheritance with you. And Jesus said this. Then he said to them, watch out, Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist of the abundance of everything he has. And Jesus went on, he went to tell this story. He said, there was once a man, and this man had a job. Who can think what this man's job may be? Harvest might be a clue. What do you think his job was? Yeah? Harvest is a clue. Not a teacher. Good guess. Good guess. Harvest being a clue. A farmer. He was a farmer. And this man wasn't just any farmer. He was a really, 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 really rich farmer. So do you think, if he was a rich farmer, do you think he'd have a small farm or a really big farm? Here's a clue. Somebody's going to tell me in a minute. He had a really big farm. It's hard work today. He had a really big farm. And one year, every year, he got richer and richer and richer. And one year, he had the best harvest ever. He looked at his field and he could see all the wheat, the heads on the wheat, at the top of the wheat where all the seeds are, which we grind down to make the flour. All the wheat. Wow. He was rubbing his hands. Loads of wheat. Loads of money. I'm rich. I'm very, very rich. And he was all excited. And he sat there. And the heart, and he sat there and went, hold on, there's a problem. I've got that much. Where do I put it? Ooh, that's a problem, isn't it? Where the farmers normally stored, you know what it's called? The big building on a farm where they store all the hay and all the straw. Begins with a B over here, sorry. sorry, Mal. A barn, excellent. He looked at his barn, he thought, ooh. And he looked at his field, and he looked back at his barn, and he looked at his field, and he did his maths, and he realised his barn wasn't big enough. Although it was about a barn, boy, I bet it was about this big, but it still wasn't big enough, big as this building. What does he do? He's got all this food, he's got a really big barn, but it's not big enough. What could he do? If you had lots and lots of something, what could you do with it? Leave some for other people, couldn't you? You could share it. But he was sat there. If I share it, I'm not going to be as rich. So, what do you think he wanted to do? No, he could have done that, couldn't he? He could have buried it. He could have buried it. That's a good one. He could have buried it under. But he'd have to dig it up again. And it would have been twice the work. So he decided, I don't want to share it because I want to be really rich. And I don't want to give any away, so I'm going to build a bigger barn. So he got the workmen. Does anyone want to help me build this barn? Anyone good at sawing and nailing? Yeah, come out. Matt, it's his day off, leave him alone. Do you want to help me, Ewan? Anyone else want to help me build this barn? Go, no, no, doesn't, me and Ewan can do it. Anyway, no, oh, go on, Cameron. Come on, Cameron. So he had to, what do you think he was going to build the barn out of? What material? Oh, wood. Right, lads, come on. So he's got the wood. So pretend you got a big piece of wood, and you put it down, and now you've got to, is it the right length? No. Needs some sawing off, doesn't it? Shall we saw some off the length of the wood we had there? Is that the way it goes, Martin? So they saw. Now he's going to put the wood up. What's he going to? What's it? How he's going to hold the wood up there? He's going to knock some. He's going to hammer some nails into the wood. Ready? One, two, three. And he worked harder. And all these workmen worked really hard. And they sawed. And they nailed. And they saw some more. And they nailed some more. And it was. And they built a really big
barn.
Right, you can sit down now. Then he sent all his workers back home. He put everything in the barn. And he sat there and looked at all he had. Do you think he felt he was really rich? Do you think he felt he had everything he could ever want? He was so rich. And he wasn't going to share it with anyone else. And the story goes that that night, God called him home. God said, you know, you're going to die. And he died. And he couldn't take any of it with him. And the end of the verse, it says this, the end of the parable. It says this, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God. What it's saying in the parable, we need to share. What God's given us, the farmers in the Bible were told to bring 10% to God. To give to the poor and to give to God. That was a hard work, all that story. They were told to do that and they did that. That's what you're supposed to do. And sometimes we've got to remind ourselves, even in hard times, because times are getting a little bit harder at the moment. Even in hard times, we still got to honour God, because God is our provider. And give back to him. Give the 10%, give it back to him. Give our tithes and offerings to him. And look after the poor. Help people who are in need. Now then, we're going to have a time of prayer. And Lizzie is going to put some, we've got some pictures. And at the moment, around the world, people are wondering about where the money's going to come from, aren't they? So we're going to thank God, first of all, for the harvest. Then you'll see a picture of a man called Gordon Brown. Who knows who Gordon Brown is? Pardon? Prime Minister, isn't he? Well done, Joe. Prime Minister. He's the head of government. Then we're going to, and we're going to pray for our... I thought that was the best picture I've ever seen of Gordon Brown. He looks happy there, doesn't he? We trawled the internet for that one. Then we're going to pray. At the moment, our government have a lot of responsibility to make sure what God's provided for us is, reaches people and isn't taken from people. And then it'll flip through. The next slide is the leaders of the G8. So we're going to pray these prayers very quickly. But they're world leaders. They're people around the world who are trying to make sure if people have enough food and enough finances around the world. We need to pray for these people at the moment. There's major things going on. And then we're going to pray for other people. Would you go back to the first slide, Lizzie? Oh, we're praying for... Yeah, would you go back to the first slide? So we'll just pray, but you'll see pictures up there. So when you see pictures of people there, just ask God to bless them and give them wisdom. Okay? So let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this harvest. We want to thank you for the amazing amount of fruit, the amazing amount of vegetables and food that we have. Thank you for all that you provided for us. And may we learn even more to share with others. May we be people who are not poor to ourselves, even in hard times, but may we be people of a generous spirit to other people. And Father God, as we pray for ourselves, we pray for the leaders of our country, and we ask that you will give them wisdom and give them discernment. We pray for our Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, and the Cabinet, that they would know how to lead us in times when money's short and there's not a lot of money around, that they'll make sure people are fed and people have a home to live in. As we pray for our leaders in this country, we pray for the leaders from around the world, and we ask, Father God, we long that no one suffers hunger or homelessness. So we pray, Father God, that you will intervene in the situation at this moment. As we pray for that, we pray for the people who run the banks. We pray for integrity and for wisdom and for confidence to return to the banks around the world. And Father God, as we do this, we pray for the poor and the needy and the homeless. Father God, may we be generous to others, and we may see people who are hungry fed, people who are homeless find shelter, and people in need blessed. May we be part of that blessing to them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, right now then, we're going to have a very quick quiz, and then, well, see if Elizabeth can work this. I've given the technical people a hard job today. This is what they try to do, it keeps on going wrong. We'll see if they can do that in a minute. Right now then, what I'd do for a quiz is, somebody off each side, somebody over here is going to think of something we harvest. It's going to be a vegetable or a fruit or something that grows that we harvest. And you've got Everyone else has got five questions to see if we can suss out what they're thinking about. And what we're going to do here, why we're doing this, is think about how much God's given us. Because sometimes we can narrow down our thinking, and we're going to think how much and what a variety of stuff God has given us. Right then, is there one of the young ones on this lot wants to think of something? Yeah. Don't tell everyone. We won't have carrots. You'll change it. You won't have carrots. They might have just, you know. What do you want, Joe? Can you think of one, Joe? Yeah, you come out here then. And you can only answer yes or no. So, Joe, have you thought of something? And you're not going to change it halfway through if they get it. No. Right, I would have done. Come right here, Joe. You're a good lad. Right, now, has anyone got a question for Joe? And he can only answer yes or no and start to think about what he may be thinking of, something God's provided that we harvest. Right? You've got it? Any questions? Quickly. George? It's a food. Is it a fruit? It's a fruit. No. Doesn't come out of the ground. It's a fruit. And it's a fruit. It has to be a food. Over here. What colour is it? I will let you have that one. We normally say yes or no, but what colour is it?
Red.
Red? Red. Red or green? Now then, that's the last one we're giving them. Red or green? Now, can everyone guess what you think it is? It's a fruit, and it can be either red or green. Well done, Joe. Ooh, we were back to this side, weren't we? Yeah. Fred. I was getting Fred and John mixed up, I'm sorry. Fred. An apple. An apple. Well done, Joe. Well done, Fred. Right, so an apple. Jessica, do you want to do one, Jessica? Yeah, come on, Jessica. Think of a really tough one. Right. Have you got one, Jessica?
Yeah.
If you speak, it picks up. If you nod, it doesn't tend to work as well. Have you thought one, Jessica?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Right, shall we start with this side? Question from this side. Is it a vegetable? Yeah, it's a vegetable. Anyone here? No, you can't. We'll go over there, because they've got a hand up. Joe? Is it orange?
No.
It's not orange. Is it green?
Yeah.
It's green. Did we say it was a vegetable? Green and a vegetable. One last question. Is it a cabbage?
No.
No? Now, can you think what it may be? It's green, it's a vegetable, and it's not a cabbage. Ooh, it could be quite a few, couldn't it? Do you want to pick one person? Who do you think is going to answer? Shannon? Is it a Brussels sprout? No. Well, go try those, Shannon. What was it?
Lettuce.
It was a lettuce. Right. Well done. Right, Alyssa, do you want to go? Yeah, come on. Right, and then we're just going to do one off this side, and then we'll see if our technical people have... No, it's a bit like this. I'll have to explain it if we can't do it. Right, have you thought of one?
Yeah.
Yeah, thought of... Right, should we start on this side? Yeah, someone on this side, a question? Is it orange? No. This side are really slow, aren't they? Do you grow on trees?
Yeah.
It grows on trees and it's not an orange. Or it's not orange. Yeah? Is it a fruit?
Yeah.
It's a fruit. It grows on trees and it's not an orange. Or it's not orange. Is it a banana?
Yeah.
A banana? Oh! Hey! Well done, Hannah. So we've got a banana. We've had a banana. We've had a lettuce. And we had a... apple. Hey, that's lots of different things. Last one, somebody over here. Do you want to go? No? No? Peter, come on then, Peter. Transferred it across from sister to brother. Right, have you thought of one, Peter? Yeah, you sure? Right, well done, Peter. We'll start from this side. Question for Peter. Is it a fruit?
No.
Not a fruit. No, definitely not a fruit. Shannon, is it a vegetable?
Yeah.
It's a vegetable. This, George?
No.
It's not brown.
No.
No. Now it's a vegetable. That's not brown or yellow. One last question. Anyone over there? Does it grow on trees?
No.
No. Ooh. So it's a vegetable. It's not yellow or brown, and it doesn't grow on trees. I think you might win this one. You never know. Right, can we guess what it is? Is it a potato?
No.
No. What was it, Peter?
An aubergine.
Well done. Excellent. Well done, Peter. It was an aubergine. Well, isn't it great when you think of all the different fruits? And I'm surprised you lot didn't get that, I tell you. Well done, Peter. That was great. Well done. An aubergine. Now then, we've celebrated the food harvest. There's another type of harvest. We're just going to finish off by thinking about this. There's another type of harvest. And it may not work, but I'll tell you what I was going to show you. There's another type of harvest. Can anyone think what harvest that might be? It talks about in the Bible. It's not fruit, it's people. And people, when people are harvested, they come to Christ, they become a Christian. In the Bible, it's terminology used. Jesus talks, he talks about people coming to becoming Christians like things wheat growing in the field. Now then, behind me, if it works, and it probably, I don't think it's not going to work. Behind me, I was going to show you a website, and it's a great website. Somebody showed it me last night. And this website is based, it's based on Google Earth. For those who know Google Earth, where you can zoom in anywhere in the world. And it's linked to a website which is called No God or something. It's Looking for God. No, it's Looking for God, and it ties you to that one afterwards. You go on to looking, people around the world are typing in Google, Looking for God. And it takes them to a website set up by a group called Campus Crusaders. And Campus Crusaders then take them through sharing the gospel with them on the website. Then as they go through that, they can click onto the next page and it says, would you like to become a Christian? If so, say this prayer. They say the prayer and they click on. Then it said, and this is around the world in lots of different languages. It's the same website but in different languages around the world. And then it says on it, would you like to be put in touch with a local church? And you click on yes and you put your details in. When they've prayed the prayer and put the details in, it shows you on God, is it GodRev? GodRev.com. You can go on GodRev.com and you can watch this Google Earth. And every few seconds or every couple of minutes, somebody else is becoming a Christian through this website. And you can watch the Google Earth and it suddenly, last we were watching it last night, it zoomed in and it went, Russia. Zzzzt. And it went to this house in Russia where somebody just became a Christian on Google Earth. And then it zoomed back out again, and it went to the Philippines. And somebody in the Philippines last night when watching became Christian. Then it zoomed back out, and some people who were with us last night were Polish. Then it zoomed in and went to Poland, and this big cheer went up, yeah! and it was at least every couple of minutes on this website, and sometimes it's a lot quicker now, people are becoming Christians around the world just off this one website. And you can sit there, if you go on GodRev, is it? Yeah, GodRev.com. You can sit there and you can pray for people to be saved around the world. That's why they've done it. There's two separate websites that ties to the same thing. So you can pray and someday, somewhere around the world, become Christians. I put it on my computer this morning just to watch it to make sure it was still people were still becoming Christians. So we could try and get it up. I was watching it and somebody in China became a Christian this morning while I was watching it. Then somebody else in Poland and in Germany and in the States. And then somebody in Australia became a Christian through this website. And watch it. You're seeing salvation. You're seeing the harvest of souls being reaped around the world as you're just watching it. Quite an amazing thing. That's just one website. And another time we'll see if we can get it up to show you. But it is well worth looking at. But anyway, we're just going to pray now for one last prayer for people to become Christians in our city and around the world, that there'll be a really big harvest, even greater harvest will keep on happening. Father God, we just want to thank you for innovations like this website that's literally seeing hundreds of people every day, thousands of people around the world coming to faith. We thank you, Father God, there's more people today will become a Christian than any other day in history. More people will become Christians every day. And Father God, as we pray for the prodigals we know already, we pray for those we don't know now, in our city, in our nation, and around the world. And say, Father God, we're longing for an even greater harvest for your glory. An even greater harvest of souls for your glory. More people coming to know and love Jesus as their Lord and Saviour for your glory. We pray for this in the name of Jesus. Amen.